Events in Iraq and the Middle East are some of the factors affecting the price of oil, and the price is on the rise again. Here in the U.S., the average price of gasoline jumped more than 7 cents a gallon just in the last week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Gas station owners around the country may soon be dusting off the big number twos for their price signs. According to the Energy Department, the average price of gasoline is now poised at $1.99.09. It's not likely to remain there. Prices have already topped the $2 threshold on the West Coast and in parts of the Midwest. A sharp jump in the cost of crude oil is fueling the latest increase. Crude oil prices hovered above $53 a barrel yesterday, despite the efforts of OPEC's president to reassure the market of adequate supplies. The president, who's also Kuwait's oil minister, says the cartel is committed to, quote, market stability at a reasonable price. Energy analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago says that message was overshadowed by warnings from another big oil producer, Venezuela.
According to their oil minister, oil prices are fair and they're balanced, and OPEC has basically has a consensus to keep oil prices right where they are.
Even if OPEC wanted to lower prices, Flynn says, the cartel has limited ability to do so, since producers are already running close to flat out to satisfy robust demand for oil, especially in the U.S. and China.
Even at $50 a barrel, there's little that OPEC could do to stop prices from rising much more. They don't have the spare capacity where they can raise production like they did in the past. OPEC is a lot more effective these days in stopping prices from falling than they are stopping prices from rising when demand is hitting on all cylinders.
And demand for petroleum products in the U.S. has remained strong despite the run-up in prices. Gasoline now costs 26 cents a gallon more than at this time last year, and it's only 6.5 cents shy of the record price set last May. Even so, the Energy Department consistently shows demand for gasoline running slightly ahead of last year's pace. Energy analyst Ted Harper of Frost National Bank in Houston says consumers just aren't ready to let up on the gas pedal.
Energy as a function of the consumer's overall budget is not near what it once was. And so to move the needle meaningfully, oil prices and gasoline prices are going to have to stay quite high for a sustained period of time.
Even at today's near record prices, oil and gasoline are cheaper on an inflation-adjusted basis than they were in the early 1980s. Flynn says oil producers are re-examining their fear of driving consumers away.
Last year, they were very concerned that when oil prices went above $40 a barrel, it would start a worldwide recession and reduce the demand for oil. When that didn't happen, they looked around and they said, well, wait a second, maybe we've been underpricing oil. Maybe the world can afford a higher price for a barrel of oil and it won't hurt economic growth and they can just keep collecting the dough.
At some price, of course, demand for oil and gasoline would drop off, but no one is sure how high that price is. For now, market speculators and at least some oil producers seem bent on testing the limits at the pump. Scott Horsley, NPR News.